Steve, thank you so much for joining me. How's it going?
Good, George. Yes, thank you. How you doing?
It looks like we're recording this in the morning, and you know, you're in your ice cream shop. It looks like so much fun. How do you not just eat all of your meals there?
You know, it's tempting. It's funny. Like, after we have a busy day, if there's any ice cream left, somebody didn't want sprinkles or whatever, I look at it and I go, do I want that one?
Yes. Man, right. That's got to be the toughest, because all the stuff we're seeing over your shoulder is fantastically beautiful. So let's talk about it. So how did you wind up owning Drizzle Ice Cream in Alberta?
My sister, she was with a guy down in Lancaster, and they ended up getting married, and now they have children, my nieces and nephews. But his dad, so my sister's father-in-law, started an ice cream store down in Lancaster. If you're in Lancaster, Sun's Ice is what it's called. And it was just so much fun to be able to go and, you know, get ice cream whenever you wanted and, you know, have all of that at your disposal. So it was always a goal of mine. I was working a full-time job. The opportunity came for this space here in Albertus. And I signed the lease and talked to my sister's father-in-law and said, hey, guess what I'm going to be doing? And it came about. And then I came up with the name Drizzle. And here we are 5.5 years later.
Does your father-in-law, like, what kind of advice maybe did he give?
So he really helped with a lot of the connections. We got our ice cream, Crater Farms, from Lancaster. Also have Penn State ice cream too, which, you know, that was beyond what he had come up with. Just kind of the overall operation, you know, as far as the flow, you know, how to make certain items, sizing. He also taught me a lot about important pieces of running the business, like consistency and cleanliness and friendliness from the staff. So just a lot of those kinds of things that you may not think about when you come into an ice cream store.
What makes Drizzle, you know, in your opinion, stand out in the Lehigh Valley?
I love that question, because there really are a few things I think that does make us stand out. One, we do delivery on our website. We can, you can actually order ahead, which is nice. So, you know, just like how you do on a lot of like Panera Bread, Chipotle, you can go through, pick your flavor, pick your hand dip, pick your toppings, customize your sundaes and all that. And then you can pick it up. Actually, this freezer right back here. So that's where you can pick up if you order ahead, or delivery. So DoorDash is tied into that. So DoorDash will come in, pick it up. Man. I think those are two big things. We're the second store. There's Albertus and Drizzle Schnecksville too. It's us and a store in Bethlehem are the only two places you can get Penn State in Lehigh Valley. So that sets us apart. And one thing with the staff, I really try to push that it's not just the ice cream, it's the entire experience. It's the atmosphere. Sure. So, you know, we try to make sure that it's pleasant, not that you're just getting a great sundae or great ice cream, but that you're also having a great experience.
When we come into the holiday season, you know, what type of stuff do you do differently, I guess, than you would in the summer? What kind of specials do you have is what I'm trying to ask, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, it's true. It's crazy because, you know, in the summer, and you're right, it was a wonderful summer, at least for ice cream sales. It was warm. It started from literally like April 1st all the way until last week, you know, in November. So anyway, we really try to get creative. You know, when it starts in October, what we do is we do a sundae schedule where we'll have 1 week fruit sundaes are on sale. The next week, chocolate sundaes are on sale. The following week, peanut butter sundaes are on sale. So that gets a lot of people excited. We do that in October and also usually around April. So one starts the season and one ends the season. Specifically for the holidays, after we do the Sunday specials, we do a lot of unique things. One of them is, I actually have a few of them here. We push gift cards pretty heavily. So, you know, obviously you can get a Drizzle gift card. That's a big deal. Albertus here has a holiday event. And so we do this build your own snowman. So we give them the parts like licorice, the M&Ms, the pretzels, you know, the peanut butter cup or Hershey Kiss. If they're allergic to peanut butter, they could build their own sundae. So that's kind of fun. And then a couple other things that we've done is we sell these holiday pies. So we make those for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, which is good. And ice cream nachos, that's been really big. So we've had these available.
I love it.
And then one last thing, and this is kind of a theme that we're known for in the area, is we donate a lot. We do a lot of dine and donates. And mm-hmm. so what we also do is we have this box you can see behind me here. We're donating to the Allentown Rescue Mission. And so you can come in, and for every transaction next Thursday, which will be the Thursday before Thanksgiving, we donate a meal to the Allentown Rescue Mission. So we try to get engaged with the community and a lot of – oh, and these cups too. You see these cups behind me. That's it's a Drizzle gift card with a pencil, hot chocolate pouch, a chocolate Santa, a candy cane. So it's just like a nice little stocking stuffer that you know, people can buy. So we do quite a bit for the holidays.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to tell us more about Drizzle. We're going to stop in during the holiday season, and we hope more people can stop in too. I mean, Albertus is a great spot, and I'm so happy that you're the ice cream place of choice in town.
Yeah, absolutely, George. Yeah, thank you again. We're open for the holidays Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 9. We're closed Mondays, and then weekends are 12 to 9. So, yeah, stop in or check us out on Google, you know, for being closed different holidays.
Sure. Yep.
But, yeah, we'd love to see you and serve the community.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, George.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Baco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer & Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays, and shop local harder.